Do you feel pressured to be someone you're not? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Later in the show, you will hear from Aaron Bagwell, who is the son of a pastor, and he felt the pressure from others to be who he was not, but he didn't succumb to it.
That's good. I think that it's easy in this world for all of us, whether you're in school, a pastor's kid, or anyone, to feel the pressure from other people to be who you're not.
It is easy.
Mm-hmm. And I think what happens to us when we do that, we lose who we truly are, our own identity, and we can never live up to that person's expectations or what they want and desire, and nor should we ever try to. But a lot of us do that. We put that pressure on ourselves.
Well, when I was younger, I really had that people-pleasing phenomenon, you know, where I was always living to people-please. And if I didn't please those who I was around, it was a big problem for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would act, say things that I normally would not say nor even agree with in order to get acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
But when I became a Christian, something happened. It changed like a snap. Like I didn't care anymore what anybody else thought because I realized that Jesus already accepted me.
Mm.
And when I realized that he began to teach me who I was, I began to be more like, you know what? I'm going to do what God wants me to do. I'm trying to please God and not man.
Right.
In the Bible, Apostle Paul was like this. In Galatians 1:10, he says, "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ."
Mm-hmm.
We can't be a pleaser of everyone. We got to be a pleaser of Christ.
And when we please the Lord, He's pleased with us. And when we put our focus on Him, it relieves that pressure. Let's hear from Aaron after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Saigon Bowl Restaurant and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Saigon Bowl offers the best of Vietnam right here in Denver, Colorado. Winning awards from Yelp, Urban Spoon, and TripAdvisor, Saigon Bowl is sure to please with authentic Vietnamese pho, noodle bowls, seafood dishes, and other fine Asian cuisine. Just Google them as Saigon Bowl Denver or call them at 303-935-2427. That's 303-935-2427.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th hour TV show is tackling difficult
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenations.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Hello, everyone.
And joining us is Aaron Bagwell. He was a pastor's kid growing up all his life.
Yeah.
And he's going to share with us the ins and outs of that. So let's welcome to the show, Aaron. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yes. So tell me about your life. I understand that you grew up in the church. Can you tell us how that was?
I did. I grew up in the church. I am a third generation, as we call it, in the church, which means my grandfather was a pastor, my dad's a pastor, and then they raised me to be a pastor. And some people have had a lot of different experiences, but I'm excited to share a really positive experience today on the show.
That's great, because we've had a lot of different things that we've heard, and that's why I'm excited to have you on the show to share and to give hope maybe even to some parents who are raising their kids.
Or other pastors' kids.
Pastors' kids. So tell me from your perspective what it was like growing up in the church.
Well, when you grow up as a pastor's kid, you grow up in what we call the spotlight, meaning the church sometimes and people have a higher expectation on the kid. And so you feel a pressure to act a certain way or never mess up. And sometimes that pressure can really be a negative thing as a child. And so I know even in my own experience with friends that other pastor's kids really struggled because of that process.
Well, you know, I hear from people sometimes, and they always say, like, I don't think it's right to raise your kids in, you know, a faith. They should get to determine what they believe. Did you feel like you were being forced to learn about God growing up?
No, for me, I didn't feel forced in a negative way at all. Looking back now as an adult, I'm extremely fortunate. But as a child, it was more just like second nature. My parents did a really good job of just sharing the faith of Jesus with me in a very real life experience way. And I think what my parents did that was so great is that they never were super heavy. Like, you have to act this way and you better do this and do that because of how it looks to other people. Mm. It was always about our personal walk with God. And I think that's a big key, because as a pastor's kid, if you're concerned more so about how people will perceive you, it can create a false front. That makes sense, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, totally.
And so as they get older, I think that's when it's like, well, this is all just a show for the people. But what my parents did was all about, don't worry about the people. I don't care about the people and how they look at you in that sense. They cared about the people, but what they were saying is, this isn't about your faith impressing people. This is about you connecting with God, because God is real and God is love.
Right.
So that posture me at a young age to start understanding that this Jesus I keep hearing about is alive and real and he loves me. That was really impacting as a young person.
Wow.
I think that's really amazing, because there's a verse in the Bible where it talks about how a pastor needs to have basically his family in order. And I really love that when you share that story, that pastors and leaders everywhere really just need to trust God with that part and just make sure that every single person in the family has their own personal walk with God. Now, was there ever any time where you felt like maybe as growing up as a teenager or things like that, that you wanted to rebel or turn away from God?
Well, I tell you, in my experience, that was different maybe than others, was that because I learned to start loving God on my own because of kind of the way my parents taught me about the Bible, I found a love for Jesus all on my own.
Mm.
And so that made me want to serve in the church. And for me, it was music. And at age 13, I started using my gifts in the bands, you know, in the teenage band, to start the youth band, you know, all churches. If you don't go to church, you don't know this, but most churches have a band, okay? And so there was a band that played music, you know? And so at 14, I started playing in the band. And what it started to do for me was give me some purpose beyond just going to church, something that I could use my gifts to honor God, whom I loved, and he loved me, and now I wanted to show him I loved him and show other people. And that kind of kept me, honestly, so focused that my life became very pinpointed and focused. In fact, at age 15, I became the worship director, the music director at our church.
Wow.
And by age 17, I was already producing and working on my first album and record and writing music. And by age 20, I purchased my first home.
Wow.
And by age 22, I met my wife and we got married and we were both virgins. Can you believe that?
That's awesome.
Saved ourselves each other. And, you know, it's so countercultural today.
Right.
But when I read the Bible and found this is God's will, and I said, you know, this sounds like a good thing. And at least in my experience, it's no shame on people that maybe haven't been blessed with that.
Yeah.
But I can share from my testimony that doing it God's way was unbelievably blessed.
Wow.
And now I got 3 kids of my own. I'm 34. We run an amazing international organization called Expect Hope. And so all these things really tied back to those moments of focus at a young age in a teenager's life, to where I wasn't rebelling and trying to drink or smoke or try to prove something. I had nothing to prove because God already approved me. And
mm-hmm.
finding that at a young age has allowed me to propel myself forward faster financially, relationally, and just with purpose and destiny in life. And if I could just share with all these people listening, whomever you are, that when you find God's will for your life, everything starts to fall into place.
Mm, that's
so
beautiful.
True.
And there are parents listening now who are trying to raise their kids the best they can. They're new parents, maybe, or pastors, preachers,
mm-hmm.
and they're saying, you know what? I want my kids to do this. I want them to save themselves for their wives and to love the Lord and not feel this pressure. What would you say to them right now, even if their kids are backsliding and sinning and doing all this stuff? What would you say?
Well, I would say the most important thing is to love them for who they are and to see them as God sees them.
Mm-hmm.
I can look back at my parents that they didn't say, you're going to do this and you're going to be a preacher and you're going to do this. They would just say, God loves you and God has a purpose for you. And so if you're a parent and your kid's backsliding or sinning, as we would say in the church, you know, these different types of things, that you would just say, listen, I love you. And what you're doing is not who you're called and destined to be. And so I love you regardless, but I'm never going to stop telling you about your purpose. And my parents always pushed my purpose. They said, you got a call. You have a purpose. You're going to impact this earth. And those words begin to resonate in my heart. And so I would encourage people to stay focused on their child's purpose and not curse them. My parents never cursed me. They only blessed me. So I'm like any person. I had mistakes, but they never cursed me. They never said, you're a screw-up, you're a failure. They wouldn't allow those words to penetrate out of their mouth towards me. They would say, that's not who you're called to be. The way you're acting right now is not who you're called to be. And I always remember that because it really helped me understand I'm acting different than what God has planned for me. And if I get into alignment with that purpose, I'm going to find blessing. And now at 34 years old, let me tell you, it's true.
Wow. The proof is in the pudding with your life, and that's what I love about it. And your parents, you know, we're all imperfect people, but it sounds like they really highlighted and shared and showed the love of God to you, and that's so powerful. And I think that's important what you said. Words are very powerful to empower people to who they're going to be. Don't look at them like, oh gosh, I can't believe you're like this. But to say, God has a plan for your life. Thank you so much for sharing with us all that God has done in your life. What a great testimony to share of hope for those who are raising their kids and hope that their kids will do the same and seek the Lord. Thanks for being with us, Aaron.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Well, this is a great testimony. And when you hear the testimony of someone being faithful to the Lord, how God can keep someone through their teenage years, through all their years, to be faithful to God, this brings a lot of hope, because this is something that people say, well, this is impossible to shoot for, or my kids could never be like this, or I could never be a good enough parent to raise this way. We need to be people who expect and believe in God for the miracles in our lives, but also in our children's lives. So if you're listening, and you know, I sense there's somebody listening right now, and you're like, you know, my parents were Christians and I listened to this show, but honestly, that wasn't my life. Well, good news is that if you ever felt like you're acting different, the truth is you're just being who you're not called to be, but God still has a calling for you. If you receive Christ into your life, the old things will pass away and the newness will come. The true you will arise to the surface. Father, I'm praying for someone for that happened right now. Jesus, we receive you, we believe in you, and we ask you to come into our lives and give us that power to live a godly life. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Jesus has the power to make all things new. God bless you all. You're listening to Real Life.